This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Gina Kaufman. Those sounds come from the nimble fingers of a teenager who's being called the flat-picking phenom of Kansas. 16-year-old Julian Davis is from Pittsburgh. He basically taught himself how to play guitar and write songs. For the latest installment in our Story of a Song series, Julian tells us about a song he wrote way back when he was young, 2 years ago, when he was just 14.
It was a long time ago. I've changed so much. My music, my sound, my voice, everything about me has changed. I had bought a banjo from a guy down the road, a 1913 Maybell tenor banjo. It's just a piece of history. We made a story out of it.
I found myself an old banjo at the age of 14. I was 100 years old on a cold winter's day. I saw the case against the wall up in my grandpa's attic on my belly as it crawled.
He's an older guy named Cotton Westhoff, and he's collected instruments for years, and I'll always hit him up probably once a week and ask him if he's got anything that would suit me. And he'll tell me he's got a banjo or a mandolin, old guitar.
An old banjo made 100 years ago. She'd been locked up in an attic full of dust and mold.
It's always the music first. I have a horrible time writing lyrics usually. So I picked up on the melody first.
Back in 1913, and her name, was Maybelline.
Pretty much you just start grabbing ideas, you know. I thought, well, I got it from him. Let's just call it my grandpa. I'm not gonna say a friend. It's just not gonna, I don't know, I just think it wouldn't go well. And grab another idea. The banjo is a, it says on the back, Maybell, that works, you know?
I hollered out to my grandpa down below, there's something leaning in the corner, anything you know about this old black case with its leather all cracked, it's got latches and a handle and a broken strap. Grandpa breathed out a sigh as I handed him the case, and the lines of time were drawn all over his face. His hands are trembling and shaking, his tears filled up his eyes as he opened up the case and he started to cry. Hey,
so the next step in the songwriting process, once I have a draft, would be to take it to my mom and have her check over the lyrics. She's a decent writer herself. She'll just tell me, well, that doesn't work. You've repeated banjo and banjo in two different lines.
Her name was Maybelline.
I was pretty happy with just guitar and vocals, but they threw the other stuff on it, and it was good, so I went with it.
This was my daddy's banjo that he used to play for me back a long time ago when I was just 14. The guy locked up in an attic. Hands, we're gonna stay. Hey, what would be the odds? I'd be spinning those ivory knobs. She was built long ago, back in 1913, and her name, oh, her name. Her name was Maybelline.
Might have performed it for some family friends. That's about it. Everybody else seems to like it, so I just go with what they say. Old soul, old banjo, old stuff in general. It all pertains to me.
That was 16-year-old musician Julian Davis from Pittsburgh, Kansas, telling the story of his song Maybelline off his recent album, Who Walks In When I Walk Out. His story was produced by KCUR's Sylvia Maria Gross.